This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
The side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, digging into my never-ending stack of T-shirts for the YouTube crowd watching. Super Don, I'm going to have to dig deeper and deeper and deeper to not repeat, you know, clothing for those that are watching on video now. This kind of... kind of nerve-wracking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You've been doing good so far.
With the
exception of the bad color that you picked on one of your shirts last week.
That mom said, really good. She called me out on that. I don't like that color, right? Okay. Well, we got it. We're back in black. In fact, the shirt I'm wearing is a gift from my friends at Stockton LO1. Hi, LO1. LO1, ALOE1.com. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We are cranking it up today. Very, very auspicious lineup of guests. One of our best friends in journalism is John Rappaport, and he's joining me tonight. And then, finally, I don't know how I had to twist his wife's arm to get him on, right? She's like, Tom, you got to do the show. All right, so we got Tom Woods coming back on board.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, too long. I love Tom. He's an amazing man and very funny, too. And let me think if I say this right. He's forgotten more than I'll ever know about the concept of nullification. This guy is so smart. It's ridiculous. So we'll have fun. It's his 1,000th episode. It's hard to say that. Coming up with the Tom Woods Show. Although, he might have to delay it due to Irma. And his wife is not named Irma. So it's the hurricane that might be on its way. So,
what's another hurricane, right? You know, the first one was a warm up.
Well, at least it's got people taking it seriously. Because sometimes when you haven't had one in a long time, you kind of laugh it off. You see what happened in Houston. Although this thing coming through to Florida, if it really does hit the way they say, it won't be as much a rain event as it will be a wind event and a storm surge event. So, my goodness, prayers welcome. They are. Even if Super Don doesn't believe in them, it's okay. We're gonna accept them anyway.
I never said that.
What? You didn't?
I never said I don't believe in prayer. I said I don't think you can pray away a hurricane. That's what I said.
See, that's the same thing. I'm just telling you, Super Don.
Everything has limits. There are limitations to everything.
Why would you put limits on the power of prayer? Why? Why? Who said you could put the limit? Okay, you can put them on there. I'm just not going to. Okay? That's it.
All right.
Well, hey, let's start with, we covered this. Was it yesterday or the day before? But Tony Fauci's Zika bomb fizzles. It's another angle on this. We covered the fact that in the sort of the dead of night or mid-afternoon last Friday when public relations firms released news that they want you to not pay attention to, right, heading into the long Labor Day weekend. And it was big news because Sanofi was pulling out of the Zika vaccine market, right? The investigation, they promised it would be here in 6 months, in a year, in 2 years, we'll be safe from Zika. Now, I'm one of a very few broadcast media folks that called the scam a scam the moment we saw it, that Zika was not the cause of anything except stupidity and, of course, profiteering within the NIH and the never-ending battle for more taxpayer funds to throw down research rat holes to keep people like Anthony Fauci in business and, of course, the many people that maybe good researchers, but they get trapped in a government research wagon that says, unless you research what we say, there shall be no research. In other words, this is why, for instance, the whole scam of HIV causing AIDS has never made headway in terms of mainstream research literature within the government-sanctioned or sponsored, we saw experimentation or anything, because the money went into HIV as the cause of AIDS, and once that was decided, it was the new war on cancer. And so the money drove it, and those who asked questions about the causation hypothesis were relegated to no more research funds for you. And in the case of Professor Peter Duisberg, they did everything, but drown him. I mean, you know what? Duisberg's name was a verb before Wakefield's name became a verb, right? To be Wakefielded, doctors understand that. To be Duisberg, Peter Duisberg was treated that way because he questioned the cause of AIDS. This is the whole scenario of so-called science. It's junk science. There's a great article by James Grundvig we had on a couple of weeks back talking about some really important things related to vaccines and other issues, autism scams at CDC, etc. And it's all the same. You know, even though you might say the name of diseases and viruses change, but the same MO is in order. The same thing is going on. The same scam is being played. And Fauci basically got well undercut by Trump. This is why they hate Trump. Trump is like, you know what? We've got higher priorities here. That whole Zika scare that you said was going to cause birth defects everywhere, it turned out to be a dud. It's not happening. Nobody was hospitalized for Zika in America that was an American. And there were no cases of microcephaly that could be related back to the so-called Zika virus. It's a scam. It's selenium deficiency. It's pesticide, larvicide, fungicide toxicity. And, you know, so here we go. We got this point now. We got Harvey. We got another hurricane on the way. You got Kim Jong-un that wants to blow up the world. I think there are a few things more important, especially when the budgets are beyond tight. We're in such deficit spending. It's only inevitable that eventually we won't be able to keep going. But they keep doing it under an emergency, right? And remember this, when they say it's an emergency, they say it's a necessity. When they say it's a necessity, it's an emergency. And the rule of necessity has no law. Therefore, they can just print paper until you no longer accept the paper or until China says no more, we can't do it. And, of course, then you see what's happening right now in Florida, in South Florida in particular, where the gas stations are empty. The stores have become barren, and there won't be enough time to refill the stores that are barren. So if you didn't get in, you're screwed. Now, we hope that and pray that it doesn't hit and devastate Florida the way they're predicting. But this is the kind of discussion I like to have, you know, when we don't have the emergency, say, be prepared for these emergencies. Because when they happen, you think it's just easy to go to the fast food store or the health food store or the gas station and just fill up with whatever you need. And suddenly you can't. That's pretty scary. That's borderline zombie apocalypse if it goes on for a number of days to weeks to months. I'm not saying that's going to happen in this case, but my goodness, think about it. You can start visualizing a future, at least for your kids, if something occurs related to the free flow of oil, of cheap oil. Now, we got John. Hey, John Rappaport is on board. John, welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to have you in on this because the hurricanes are coming. I'm talking about prepping for a future when oil doesn't flow as freely or as cheaply, and I'm looking at the barren store shelves and the gas stations that are already out of gas, and I'm thinking to say you should prepare for these things is not a crazy thing to be saying. It's just like you don't want to do it when everybody's already done it.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, there's all kinds of labels that are put on people that want to prepare, but that's ridiculous because why isn't preparation a good thing? It seems
yes.
Like it would always be.
But the preparation for the Zika destruction that never came. I was just talking about that. I thought I'd get you to chime in on it as well because the Trump administration just said no more funds for this. And then Sanofi immediately said, well, we're out. We're not going to produce this thing if there's no money in it for us. Even though they would have been added to the list no problem by CDC and there would have been no liability when they end up causing birth defects or killing children with another scam vaccine. But it's an interesting thing that, you know, Fauci and Tom Frieden, who was with the CDC, they had their panic roadshow going on. The mainstream media was eating it up, going, oh, my gosh, the next disaster is like Ebola. It's like AIDS, on and on. They kept adding and adding. You can transmit it this way. You can look up at the eclipse in a squirrely kind of way, and you would get Zika. I mean, this is the kind of crazy that was happening. And now they're just, well, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah. Well, right away, as soon as this thing broke a few years ago in Brazil, the whole fairy tale about Zika causing birth defects and so forth, you know, I looked into it like I look into all of these so-called epidemics that turn out to be duds. And, of course, there was no evidence in the first place that any birth defects were being caused by the Zika virus. But mm-hmm. nobody wanted to listen to that, especially not at the level of the CDC or the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept on with the fairy tale until finally now, as you say, if the money runs out, they're not interested anymore. Let's go on to the next thing. Or what can we get money to do? That's the big question.
Well, I think we found where it's going next. Here's a headline out of BBC News. Zika virus will be used to treat aggressive brain cancer. I'm not making this up, folks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're taking the virus and going, this is the virus that causes microcephaly, even though it isn't. And we're going to take that virus, and it seems to be, if we engineer it, tweak it just a little bit, it seems to want to attack glioblastomas, right? Cancerous brain cells, because it's happening in adults, and it's safer for adults because the kids have all these stem cells, right? And the adults don't. So the damage it's doing apparently to the brain when we engineer it the right way will only attack cancer cells, but we still can't give it to kids because it's going to cause birth defects there. I'm telling you, this is, you can't make this up. And they say this with a straight face.
Yeah, it's sort of like saying, well, we could, let's use cancer to cure polio.
They do say that, don't they?
You know, yeah, they did. SV40 virus. Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. I mean, they'll just shift around. They'll say anything. They'll pretend that they know what they're talking about. People have to wake up to this. These dud epidemics for the last 35 years or so have all been aimed at selling vaccines, forcing people to get vaccines, forcing people to comply and obey with every medical directive from every medical bureaucrat and every doctor. It's all a conditioning process, period.
Well, we want to get free of that mind control, and your latest article actually helps folks understand how to do that, and partly means getting your kids out of these government indoctrination centers as quickly, as fast, and as safely as possible if they don't vaccinate them while they're there. But it isn't even that, even though that's bad. It's what they're teaching them. It's what they're indoctrinating them with. We got that. We've also got discussion of an Aussie MD, where they are banning people who talk about vaccines without religious fervor in favor of them, being banned from that country.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rock and Nails World, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, out on, of course, archives right then and thereafter, radio affiliates around the country, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, and now, of course, on YouTube. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can see the feed. And we got John Rappaport this hour, bonus time with John, which is awesome. We were just talking about the Zika scam. They called the bluff and said, we're pulling the funding. And then Sanofi says, we're backing out. It's not worth it unless you can, you know, fund us all the way through and then mandate its use and absolve us from all liability. We're not going to play. And, you know, this should be a clue for folks that in a true free market, not capitalism, not crony capital, but true free market, there probably wouldn't be any vaccines. And people were going, that's crazy, Robert. You're crazy talking now. I'm like, no, who in their right mind goes out and gets injected with toxic poisons when there are so many other ways to prevent disease or help you through a life-altering for the better childhood rite of passage? But, of course, none of that is discussed in a mainstream media that is corrupted by pharmaceutical interests and dunderheads who are taking pharmaceutical money in government. In the bureaucratic oligarchy. John Rappaport has seen this for so many years now. And I'm thinking, maybe there'd be a few people lined up for a vaccine, but they could not exist in a real free market where they would actually have to pay for the damage, injury, and death that it causes.
Yeah, that's the big thing. I mean, there is no free market if the government protects somebody against lawsuits for causing harm. That would be like saying, well, we're now passing a law that says that any corporation that spills toxic chemicals into rivers is automatically exempted from any kind of legal action because it's unavoidable that this is going to happen. You know, So if they would just come out and say that, and then the mainstream news, of course, never really digs into the story and asks the question, well, how come this is the only industry where the government exempts it from any liability whatsoever? Does that give you a clue that the product is incredibly harmful?
Mm-hmm.
But these questions are not asked by the New York Times or Washington Post.
No, we simply have to have a product that's unavoidably unsafe on the market. Why? Well, because we have to. Well, then they say, well, those diseases, if we were allowing them to run amok, and of course we take it, you know, a number of steps back because we can keep unpeeling or you know, wrapping or whatever the thing is that's hiding the things that you've been writing about, John, that we've been talking about here on the show for many years, like the fact that the poliovirus may not, in fact, have ever been isolated in a way to say it's one thing. When you look at how they produce a polio vaccine, much less we acknowledge the use of DDT and pesticides and even refined sugars that suppressed immunity, so many things that was the confluence of events that create neurological damage and even paralysis, which, by the way, happened in, what, less than 1%, less than 0.5% of the people supposedly who had polio. There's so much that if the curtain was, you know, pulled back and we were able to discuss like adults at the mainstream media level, people would go, oh, yeah, that's silly. There's nothing to be afraid of here. Just avoid the things that actually damage your nervous system.
Exactly. Exactly. That's where the discussion would lead if it was permitted to take place. So people have to understand this and use their imaginations a little bit. And imagine, as you're saying, exactly what would happen if the discussion were open, free, wide-ranging, and various independent as well as sold-out scientists were able to take part. It would be a totally different conversation. The news would be different. The people delivering the news would be different. Mm-hmm. And the population would be different because they would be largely awake instead of largely asleep.
Well, indeed, and this doesn't mean that John Rappaport and Robert Scott Bell are anti-science, quite the opposite. Scientific inquiry means engaging in debate, discussion, comparison, disagreement. Sometimes, I mean, you get into arguments about things, and then eventually you come to some kind of agreement. Oh, yeah, I see where that number was fudged, or something happened. But right now, as we see, and I mentioned this, whether it be in the Zika thing, it's all about the funding. The moment the funding dries up, there's no interest in it. It was all about profiteering. Hey, we're going to have this great new vaccine. The government is paying us to produce. We can bring it to market. They'll frighten people into taking it. They might even mandate people into taking it. And if the vaccine, if we screwed up a little bit and it's too dangerous and it kills some kids, it's not on us. The taxpayers are going to, they're covering it. This is awesome. No, if you're an evil, malevolent, I don't say, medical dunderhead, let's call it that. I mean, but they're not dunderheads. On one level, they got to know what they're doing. And that's what's scary. There are people that do horrible things to other people. We want to warn you about those folks, and we're going to bring that power to heal back to you. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
No, sir. The Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, including John Rappaport's great articles we've got linked up as well. And one of the latest is about an Australian medical doctor, a physician, licensed, duly licensed and ordained as a medical doctor. Not just wet behind the ears from med school, but doing it for at least 40 years now. Apparently, John, you wrote about this guy. He's been witnessing vaccine injury just about as long as he's been a doctor.
Yes, John Peace in Australia. The word got around that he was writing exemptions from vaccines for parents in Australia. So all of a sudden, he came under enormous attack from the government, the media. They want to strip his license to practice medicine, on and on and on, because he is outspoken about the dangers of vaccines, for another thing. So normally when this happens, or at least sometimes, some of these doctors will now try to grovel, retract, track back and say, well, I never said that exactly. No. In this case, John Peace maintains exactly what he's been saying for all this time, because, as he says, I've been seeing vaccine injury for 40 years during his practice, and he cites a few horrendous examples. Mm-hmm. So he's written a letter to a big Australian newspaper, The Age. I don't think they published it, but I have a copy, and I put it in the article. And it just runs down about 10 reasons why vaccines are dangerous from his point of view, medical, as a medical doctor, and that people have to be aware of this and wake up to it, and how he can't suppress himself from telling the truth because he's a doctor in the original sense of that. So now what's happening in Australia is it's become a major media story. All kinds of people are attacking him. And he is refusing to back down. This is waking up more and more people in Australia to the fact that, well, I mean, if this doctor is actually coming out and saying all this about vaccines, and he has everything to lose if he does, why is he saying it if it isn't the truth? That's the message that is leaking everywhere in Australia.
Yeah, let me read a sentence from his letter that you published as well. We have it linked up, but this paragraph almost says it all. I mean, you could just leave it there and you go, okay, what are we going to do with this one now? We definitely have to ban him, or as you said, exile him from Australia at this point, because they can't ban him. He's already there, unlike Polly Tommy, who's left and now can't come back for 3 years. So here's the quote I want to read. Proof of vaccine safety. This is from this Dr. Peace. Proof of vaccine safety requires rigorously conducted clinical studies comparing vaccinated versus truly unvaccinated children for health outcomes. Are there any such studies that confirm that vaccinated children are not worse off than those unvaccinated? No, there are none. Hence, child vaccines are unproven for safety, an inconvenient truth, or a profession that prides itself on being scientific. I mean, he gutted them very gently and lovingly almost, but at that point you're left with, you pride yourself on being scientific, you got no science.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is one of the major charges against the medical establishment, that they claim to represent tremendous studies and proof and evidence and so on and so forth, but the most vital study of all is not even there in the literature, which would be a very large study comparing vaccinated and unvaccinated children, not just on the basis of, well, did they catch this disease? No, the general level of health over a period of years. Who is well and who gets sick? And this would be the kind of study that everybody would assume, well, I'm sure they've done, you know, 100 of these. No, they haven't. They haven't done one. There's no science here. No science at all.
How desperate are they to not allow this to reach the masses, so-called masses in this case? The game would be up. Of course, how desperate are they? How much do the vaccines play a role in whatever nefarious agenda they have in keeping the consciousness limited of the people, keeping people just with the appearance of freedom enough to leave them satiated but not complaining too much that they really aren't free? And again, this goes into the transition to your next article about freedom of from mind-controlling schools, for instance. Public education, as it's come to be acceptable around much of the world, certainly in the United States, although there are enclaves of folks that have said, I'm pulling my children out because I don't want this indoctrination to occur.
It's very much linked to education, because in schools, children are indoctrinated, basically, these days. They're indoctrinated into holding certain opinions and values and slogans and meaningless generalities, and they're not educated to think, much less think independently. That's the key. Because if they were, they would see through the kind of hoax that we're talking about here in about 5 seconds. Kids, you would have kids now saying to their teachers and parents and anybody who would listen, well, show me the study that's been done on vaccines that compares vaccinated and unvaccinated kids. You know, big study. Let's see it. Because that's what science would do, right? I mean, kids would arrive at this once they learned logic, once they learned to analyze information in an objective way without suddenly being pumped full of values that they're supposed to have and things they're supposed to think and so on. So you have to disable the education system of a country in order to get people to knuckle under and accept what authorities are telling them to accept. The thing is, in Australia, the truth is beginning to emerge because the major media can't keep their yaps shut, and neither can the government. So as we were talking about off air, when Polly Tommy was over there with the film Vaxxed, which is a ripping expose of the Centers for Disease Control fraud having to do with vaccines, the newspapers caught wind of this, and they immediately, on television stations, they immediately began attacking the movie and saying that nobody should see it. And as she said, we were getting almost nobody to see the movie until that happened. And then suddenly there were lines around the block. So the government and the media really don't know what to do. They just keep attacking because that's all they know, and they hope that it'll be enough to keep people in line, but it doesn't look like it's going to be enough at all.
No, I just say keep you know, letting the anger out, the suppression out, call us names, and people will eventually go, you know, why are these people vilified? I mean, they don't seem to be dangerous, really, and yet the suppression of, well, let's say the banning of Holly Tommy or another physician like Dr. Humphreys, or the way they have wakefielded Andrew Wakefield, where his last name becomes a verb simply for observing an inconvenient truth or fact about ailments in children post-MMR vaccine, never having claimed in that initial paper that they all say is the fraudulent paper, never having claimed that the MMR vaccine caused autism directly, just simply asked and raised questions. But it was too close to the bone, so to speak. So their playbook says go out, attack and destroy the messenger, and maybe they'll not pay attention to the message. But I don't know if that's working the same way as it once did.
No, I don't think it is, because people are seeing through it. You know, they're seeing through it in a lot of cases. You get leaked emails, for example. We've seen so many cases of that. Huge numbers of emails, and WikiLeaks releases them and so forth. And then the major media decide, okay, in this case, do we want to expose what's in the emails? Is that going to be part of our agenda because we like what these emails say? Or should we ignore all that and just start accusing the people who leaked them of committing a crime?
Mm-hmm.
And they just pick and choose and cherry pick. Well, it's the same thing in this kind of case here. So as this information begins to spread and more people become aware of it, especially in the case of this Dr. John Peace, because there have to be in Australia a number of medical doctors who know the truth. They agree with Peace, but they continue to vaccinate kids, knowing the destruction that they're wreaking. And in some of these cases, they're not even vaccinating their own children because they know the truth. When are they going to step out of the closet?
Right.
When is one more doctor going to say, well, you know, who cares? I'm going to just go for it.
Yeah.
Dr. Peace is entirely correct. That would be two. What about three? What would the effect be then?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why they have to come down with as much threat and threat of force as they can to hopefully frighten everybody back into the medical pen, not to be released. And, you know, this is another broader view of shift from our lifetime, from your lifetime to now where we are. Even the viewpoint on higher learning, higher education, or higher indoctrination. You know, that's why I call medical degrees a degree. It's purposeful. I mean, we've got to look at what they're being indoctrinated. But, you know, all forms of higher education, for the most part now, have to be called into question. Just as Liam Sheff, our dearly departed friend, had talked about official stories there to protect the officials. We're, you know, having people in the pop culture like Mike Rowe, who did this television show called Dirty Jobs, establishing scholarships for people who want to go into trades to learn a skill as opposed to going into massive debt at university levels that are completely funded by taxpayer money, honestly. And then they jack up the prices because of loans that are available and grants that are available, et cetera, to learn what? That, you know, bathrooms should not be labeled male or female. And it's like at a certain point people are going, you know, it's a little ridiculous. I don't think I want my kids to go there, even though it used to be considered like that badge of honor, how proud you would be of a kid to go to that. I am not so sure people are thinking of it in the same way anymore.
They couldn't be. They couldn't be because the price tag is gigantic, first of all. What parent wants his kid to be saddled with, say, $250,000 debt upon graduating from a school, having no skill, no training in how to think? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and then to graduate and hopefully they can get a job in a socialism-infused world where global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state are running governments to make everybody a consumer or customer by fiat or by force, and, of course, making them a drone worker of those same worthless plastic pieces of things we get from China right now. Eventually, we might be making them all at Walmart.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, so today the big breaking news was the Trump administration rescinding sort of Obama's overreach of the executive branch to say, yes, everybody can stay. We're all one big happy family. Yes, you came here legally. You kids are not. Yeah, just come on and stay. And rather than Trump cutting it off today, he says 6 months, Congress. You got 6 months to figure this thing out. Because it should have been in your court to begin with. It's not an executive branch decision to make, which actually is pretty bright at that point, what he's done. But the people are freaking. Of course, the reactionary is pretending that everything Donald Trump does happens to be racist. And John and I were talking on the break, and I always bring up the role of the cell, your cells. They are intelligent. They have an intelligence bestowed upon them by that which, whatever you perceive, created them, all of us. And they know to not let everything in willy-nilly. Like, there's an orderly way that we say, yep, you're good. You can come in the cell. You're not good for me. You got to leave. Or you can't come in at all. And, of course, that means all of our cells are racist, too. But, of course, it's absurd. But maybe, John, there's something that we can turn to, a drug, a hormone, something that can make us all so accepting that anybody can come in at any time.
There's a Brave New World story. This is real, not science fiction. A study that was done, I quoted it in a recent article extensively. German researchers, I think there were a few from the U.S. And so they go on and on, based on the point of view, well, of course, there are people who are xenophobic who don't want immigration, and we have to do something about these people. There's no mention of the realities of immigration or excessive immigration or crime or breaking the back of government budgets or anything. That's all off the table. The only thing we're concerned about, is there a medical way to turn people who are very hostile to immigration into being friendly? And so they tested this out in a study using a hormone/neurotransmitter named oxytocin. You can look it up and read about it. It tends to make people more cuddly and friendly. And so they gave it to people in a small study, nasal spray, and they found that even the most xenophobic people, when given this particular hormone and also some social cues, tend to reverse their attitude to a more, quote, positive attitude toward immigrants than before. So now we're talking about medical intervention, and as I say, a Brave New World type Huxley story, Soma, if you remember the drug in the novel, when things are not going well, you go to the dispensary and you get Soma and everything is okay again. And this would be a method of trying to engineer people's attitudes and frames of mind from a completely medical point of view without any hint of discussion or anything.
Just happy hugs all the way around. Listen, I'm a happy huggy guy, John, but if someone's coming in to squat in my kitchen and never leave and wants free stuff, I don't know who they are. All you leftists that think it's racist to want a border and have some level of control, just accept all of them folks into your home and see how long you're going to be happy about that position without taking an oxytocin nasal spray.
Yeah, that is the point. And there are many celebrities that you could put on that list, of course, of people who are screaming about how borders have to be completely open. There is no limit, no screening, no vetting, no anything. Just anybody who wants to come in for freebies, there they are. Here they are. Okay, so you have six mansions. How many of these people are living there? How many? None? Oh, what's the problem? What is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, charity begins at home, right? So you're a total hypocrite, right? Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep taking that nasal spray and, living your happy life. Folks, this is the kind of reality we've got to talk about when we do No More Fake News with John Rappaport. And the perspective is one that is very empowering. It can be shocking at first, but you'll get through it. And I believe you won't need the oxytocin synthetic nasal spray. You just will hug maybe someone you really do love and know and trust. And bring them on in. Feed them, too, if you want. But anyway, John, we're out of time this hour. We'll get you back on as soon as possible, my friend.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right, everybody, check out his article on socialism. And we're going to talk about that and more with Tom Woods next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.